The author of the best-selling book Taliban is now warning the West of the rise of militant Islam in Uzbekistan and other republics north of Afghanistan. Ahmed Rashid argues that the U.S. ignores this movement at its peril. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with Rashid about his new book, Jihad.
There is a man virtually unknown in the West, but legendary in the five Central Asian republics that Westerners have come to know since the war began in Afghanistan. His name is Juma Naman Ghani. Author Ahmed Rashid says he is an Islamic freedom fighter of mythic proportions.
Juma Naman Ghani follows a lot of the practices that bin Laden does. He is very secretive. There are hardly any pictures of him. But he is apparently very charismatic. He's a real muscle man, a fighter, a guerrilla. He served in the Soviet army in the 1980s in Afghanistan, fighting, in fact, the Afghan Mujahideen. And that's where he became kind of Islamicized and very inspired by the Afghan war against the Soviet Union.
Juma Naman Ghani has had no shortage of recruits for his radical group, the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, or IMU. In his book, Mohamed Rashid describes the IMU as the most secretive and violent of several jihadi movements in the region. And the IMU is based in fertile ground, he says. Uzbekistan, an important American ally, but also, says Ahmed Rashid, a breeding ground for Islamic militants. That's because the government is so afraid of a Taliban-like takeover that it has put behind bars, by Rashid's count, 7,000 political prisoners.
The kind of repression that's going on in Uzbekistan is that if you go and pray in the mosque five times a day and you're a kind of pious Muslim, you're an immediate suspect for belonging to an extremist group. Now, you know, these governments are run by Muslims, but they are targeting ordinary Muslims who may be jailed without trial.
Talk to us about the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, IMU.
They believe in instigating Islamic revolution first in the Fergana Valley, which is a strategic valley that crosses three countries, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, and then liberating the whole of Central Asia. And they also, in fact, have Chinese Muslims with them, and they're talking about even liberating Xinjiang, the Chinese province, or the Muslim province, which borders Central Asia. And they have very extensive international links with Al-Qaeda, Pakistani groups, the Chechens, groups in the Middle East, and of course they were funded very heavily by bin Laden. Now, they have been decimated in this U.S. campaign, in this bombing. They had very large bases in Afghanistan. Those were bombed by the Americans, but they are lying low at the moment because of the crackdown, because of the American presence in Central Asia. But at some stage, you know, they're going to reemerge and possibly target United States forces and diplomats in the region.
Well, where, though, they obviously put their bases, their training bases in Afghanistan because they couldn't, presumably, in Uzbekistan.
The IMU still has very extensive cell systems and armed militants hiding out in Central Asia itself. And that's another battle. It's just like Al-Qaeda. You know, you've decimated Al-Qaeda inside Afghanistan, but Al-Qaeda cells remain all around the world.
That cell system, though, is that, in fact, a terrorist threat to the U.S. right now, or a threat more to its own government?
The IMU has an extensive underground network in at least three of the five republics of Central Asia. These people are ordinary villagers, they're farmers, they're shopkeepers, they're students. Many of them have been through training camps in Afghanistan. They've gone back home, they're lying low, they're waiting for a strategy from the top leadership of the IMU. Many of them are armed, some of them have money, they have explosives. Basically, these militants are going to be targeting their regimes. They're going to be carrying out terrorist attacks against their regimes, trying assassinations, bomb blasts, car bombs, that kind of thing. My real fear is that if the U.S. supports these countries without putting pressure on them to reform, the U.S. is going to be in a position much like it was in Iran in 1979, when it was seen as just putting all its eggs in the Shah of Iran's basket, backing the Shah of Iran, and then, of course, antagonizing the population of Iran and similarly antagonizing the population of Central Asia.
Ahmed Rashid's new book is Jihad, The Rise of Militant Islam in Central Asia. There are rumors that the most charismatic of the militant leaders, Juma Naman Ghani, was killed by American bombs in Afghanistan. Ahmed Rashid says, like similar reports about Osama bin Laden, no one knows for sure. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.